Thanks, Aaron. Good afternoon. A drug bust this morning originally started as just a probation search, escalated to a marijuana grow on the 2200 block of Burns Drive, Humboldt Hill. Authorities seized 121 indoor plants and 13 pounds of dried pot. The total estimated street value is over $86,000. 359 full cans of butane fuel were seized. Agents closed their report, noting that there was an electrical fire hazard at the site, so the county building and planning department responded to the scene. The power was shut off. Dylan Paul Davis and Diana Lee Rostow were arrested with a $500,000 bail apiece. Due to the damage and criminal misconduct that occurred on the Arcata Plaza last Halloween, the Arcata Police Department has joined with other local law enforcement agencies to increase police presence on the plaza during Halloween. Arcata Chief Tom Chapman said, "The destruction that occurred last Halloween cannot be tolerated. We will be actively enforcing all laws and zero tolerance for any violations. The safety of the citizens and officers, as well as the protection of property, will be our top priority," he says. In order to prevent graffiti, vandalism, public urination, indecent exposure, and the illegal climbing of the McKinley statue, the center of the plaza will be cordoned off. Entry into the center area will be strictly prohibited. City of Arcata and Arcata Police wish everyone a safe Halloween. Caltrans announced today that two separate road projects will require the full closure of the northbound Route 101 Central Avenue off-ramp, and that starts next Wednesday, 7:30 a.m., and it will go on to 7:30 Friday, October 26th, next week. The current closure of westbound Route 200 will also continue. Caltrans will be working to complete paving for the new Route 101 Central Avenue interchange to the north of the new Mad River bridges. In addition, Humboldt County Public Works will be performing paving on Central Avenue. We reported on the story earlier this week about the human remains that were discovered in an area behind the military recruiting offices in Eureka. The remains turned out to be those of a transient 37-year-old Benjamin Lewis Thompson. A toxicology screen has been scheduled for the remains, and identification was difficult due to the condition of the body. This brought up some questions about how the City of Eureka takes care of its homeless. Recently on the KINS Talk Shop program, we asked City Manager David Tyson about what services our area provides the homeless.
Well, we do provide services in Eureka, probably to a greater scale than some of the others, and it's not the City of Eureka. It's a lot of well-intentioned community groups that provide those services, and I think a coordinated effort on the parts of those service providers would certainly be of benefit. We do a pretty good job of feeding and clothing, but we do a not a great job in this region of providing housing.
Tyson went on to say that there is some funding available for low-income housing, but not really for housing the homeless. More KINS News after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, I don't even but it's, tell it's... me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
Nonprofit groups that want a chance at some grant money have until Thursday, November 1st, to mail in proposals for the Cooperative Community Fund grant funding cycle. Each year, the CCF makes awards to tax-exempt local organizations for projects and programs that serve the community. The process is designed to be easy with a proposal that is no more than 4 pages. Grants will range anywhere from $500 to $2,000, with exemptions possible on a case-by-case basis. There are 3 project focus areas that the CCF funds: agriculture, food, and food nutrition and education. The guidelines are 1 page and can be downloaded from the co-op's website. Last year, 12 organizations received grants totaling $16,000. The North Coast Co-op started the fund back in 1990. It's administered through the Humboldt Area Foundation. A regional group that helps forest lands in Southern Oregon and Northern California just received a large award from the U.S. Department of the Interior. Earlier today, the Central Umpqua Mid-Klamath Oak Habitat Conservation Project received a Partners in Conservation Award from the U.S. Department of the Interior. The 23-member partnership was recognized for working to restore more than 2,000 acres of oak woodland ecosystems in Douglas and Jackson counties in Oregon and Siskiyou County in California. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mentova.